Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah, I did. I tried to get down to, like, in between 230, 235. So, yeah, that was perfect for me. I just started eating better, honestly. Drinking a lot of water. Just trying to make sure. I knew that coming into a combine was going to be big for my weight. I knew a lot of people was going to be worried about that. So, I just had to change my eating habits. Like I said yesterday when I was talking to coaches, I was just telling them that, you know, going when I was in college, I didn't really have the people to tell me what to eat or how to eat certain things. And, you know, so when I got to Exos in Pensacola, you know, they did a wonderful job, like, showing me what I can't eat. Just letting me know that I can still eat some of the stuff I want to eat, but just not at a, you know, a big portion like I used to eat, you know, all the time. So, it really helped me out a lot. I learned a lot. You know, I got a wonderful family. You know, wonderful people in my corner. So, coming from Tech City, for people that really don't make it out, people, you know, I know a lot of people counted on me and my brother to, you know, make it here to this point. You know, ever since we were kids, we always heard, make it to the NFL, make us proud, make Tech City proud, stuff like that. So, I don't really feel like it was pressure, but to some certain extent, it was pressure for me to get here and, you know, be able to put my city on the map and also be able to, you know, just reach levels that other people didn't reach, you know, coming from where I came from.
I would say the biggest thing I learned from Coach Strong was just accountability, responsibility. That's two things that he really preached a lot. And just, you know, understanding that everything's not going to go your way. You know, you just got to make the best out of your opportunities. You know, I seen him come into Texas, and in my opinion, I don't feel like he had, you know, the best shot, you know, with all the, you know, the upper people or whatever. Like, you know, I feel like some people didn't want him to be there, so he already started at a disadvantage. But, you know, every day he came into work and worked hard, made sure that we, you know, had everything, had the game plan right. Unfortunately, we didn't win the game. We want to win, but, you know, I can't say, you know, enough about him as a coach. You know, he gave it his all every day. You know, he went out there, whether it was a bad loss or a good win, he was the same person every day. So, you know, I just really took that from him, just being yourself and, you know, working hard every day, no matter the circumstance. It definitely will. I was actually talking to Chris before the season. I was telling him, like, you know, I never was the feature back. I never got that many carries in the game. I think up until this past season, the most I got was, like, 21 in the game in high school. So, you know, for me to reach 30 and to get to 51 in the Kansas game, it was crazy. But, you know, I enjoyed it, honestly. You know, and I was really – I guess I was excited for it because, like I said, I'd never done it before. So I wanted to kind of see what that would be like to be the feature back. And, you know, I made best of my opportunity with it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I was in, I think it was a junior day, I want to say. We went to Texas, and, you know, we all went in the office. It was me, my dad, my brother, and my grandmother. And we went in there, and we sat down, and Coach Applewhite was in there, and Coach Brown was in there. I think that was it. We were just all in there sitting down. And, you know, after we were looking at all the stuff, we sat down, and he was just telling my brother how great of a player he was and, you know, how they wanted him to be a part of the team and all that stuff and, like, what they would do with him in situations. And I was just sitting there, like, you know, I was kind of waiting on him to tell me what he liked about me. He pretty much told me, he was like, you know, you're a good player, Deontay, but your brother's a game changer. That's really what he told me, your brother's a game changer. So I kind of took it personal, you know, at first, and I was just, you know, I really wasn't big on Texas after that conversation. But, you know, I guess they just really wanted to see how well I was, how fast I was. So they pretty much told me, we offer you if you're in the 4-4 at our summer camp, and I did that. So that's where I got my offer from. I mean, I think that he'll do a really good job with that team. You know, he's somebody that, you know, has won places he's been. He know what winning is. You know, we got a lot of young guys. Well, I wouldn't say they're young now. You know, we've grown up, juniors, seniors. And sophomores, that just, you know, the freshmen that we had this past season. So I think it'll be fun to watch. You know, I'm really ready to watch that and see what those guys do. Definitely. I'm very comfortable with my hands and what I'm able to do out the backfield. It was just something that they didn't call on me to do, you know. So I guess that was just it. That wasn't my role in the offense. My role was to just help out and block and, you know, run the ball hard when they called my number. So, I really got great confidence in my ability to catch the ball. So, I'm ready to show that. I wouldn't say it was really hard. You know, I feel like, some of it caused some of my fumbles I had. But, you know, I'm not the type to make excuses. I still got to protect the ball. So, honestly, I just taped it up. When I first found out it was broke, I kind of hindered it a little bit, kind of babied it, not wanting to, mess it up any worse. But once I got in the game and got the floor of the game, I was just like, forget it. Like, whatever happened, just go out there and play hard. And, you know, we handled everything at the end of the game if something happened. So that's how I approached it. Just, how fast I am and I can catch the ball well. I think that's two of the biggest questions. How fast is he and can he catch out of the backfield? So, that's really something I want to improve. Really want to show. Definitely something I dreamed about. But, if I win the second round, I wouldn't be hurt either. I'd still be happy about that. So, hopefully I'm in the first round, but if not, if I get taken in the second round, I'm okay with that. Yes, sir, I have met with some teams already. I got a lot more meetings tonight with teams, and, I really enjoyed them. I was nervous my first one, just going, I didn't know what to expect. But, I went in there, and I was just myself, comfortable, talking to those guys like I'm talking to y'all now. And, I think everything went well. Not yet. To be honest, no one. I feel like the way I'm built and, just my size and speed and the way I move, I think I'm just unique. I think I'm like, I don't really see nobody that I, run like. Honestly, I feel like I'm my own person. I do my own thing. So, but I definitely watch backs. I'm real big on like watching, NFL and college. I also watch some of these guys in here, their film and, what I like from those guys. So, I just kind of take it and I'll put it in my game and see what I can use and what I can't use. So. Just because of my size and my speed, Fournette is big back too, a lot of speed, power. But I just think, I just feel like I'm different. My mindset is different. When I go on the field, I want to be the best. I told myself coming into the season, this was going to be my year to really show people. And, I just wanted to go out there and show that I was, one of the best at my position. I feel like I was able to do that. So now that we all on the same playing field now, we all, got a fresh start and going into our NFL season, I still feel like, I'm one of the best. And when I get out there, I'll be able to show, that I'm the best. Oh, yeah, definitely. The chip has got me to where I am today. I'll never lose it. I still feel like people doubt me a lot. And, I hear and see a lot of stuff. I don't let it bother me, but, I definitely take it in and, want to prove people wrong. So. Right. Yes, ma'am. Honestly, it's going to take some hard work and dedication. Going into the season, like I said, I just wanted to be that guy. I was telling everybody, like, I don't want to be the best player on my team. I want to be the best in the nation, and that's just the mindset I took into every game, every practice, every offseason workout. I just want to be the best every time I stepped on the field. So I think once more of those younger guys get that mentality, and see that it go by so fast. Like, I remember my first day going on campus and then I'm here talking to you guys at the combine. So it go by really fast. But, I feel like those guys are really going to grasp it. And I feel like I'm really proud that I'm here and Hassan and the rest of those guys before me were able to come. So now you see like what you want to become. You see Malcolm Brown going the first round. And I'm watching him get drafted. And I'm happy for him. And I see Hassan get drafted, in the fourth round or so. And I'm like, I'm going to make it to the combine. I got to be the next person to make it to the combine. So that was my goal. I was proud of Ezekiel Elliott, honestly. I feel like he really helped the backs out a lot, with his performance. Other backs that got drafted high, some of those guys didn't really, live up to what people felt like they would. I feel like Ezekiel really helped us out. And like you said, it's a lot of great backs in this draft. So I really feel like, he helped us out a lot. And we just got to, live up to it and help our other guys that's, coming in after us.
Do you think he, changed the perception maybe a little bit of how running backs
are viewed? I definitely do. I still think you know, with us coming into the, you know, NFL, we still got to, you know, work hard and, you know, move it, you know, back to where it was at first. But, you know, I feel like he definitely started it. You know, I talk to him when I see him. I mean, I don't know him, like, personally, but, you know, we talk and we pretty cool. Oh, no, sir, I haven't. I talked to him briefly earlier, but I think we're going to sit down later on. Actually, I never had a favorite team. My dad is a Texans fan, though, and, you know, his side of the family, half of those people are Dallas Cowboy fans. So it's kind of like when we go over there and we, you know, have a, you know, reunion or anything like that, any, you know, holiday get-togethers or whatever, like, it's like, you know, both sides of the house. So I'm kind of just, like, in the middle, like, all right, I don't really care. I think that'd be the favorite team. Yeah, I definitely feel like that'll be the favorite team. Like I said earlier, everybody has been saying since I was young, like, you know, we got to make it to the NFL, you know, this, you know, go out there and have fun, but make it to the NFL, you know, we're rooting for you. So I feel like, you know, they just been waiting on us to get to the NFL, me and my brother, and just, you know, that'll be their favorite team. Memorable moment? I would say probably the Oklahoma game, 2015, when we beat those guys. It was just a wonderful feeling. I feel like that was the best game, you know, as a team, as just everything was just the best game I ever felt. Like, the feeling of the whole game, it was just, like, way different than any other game I ever played in my life. No, sir. I played in between 240, 245, so I kind of, like, went up and down to 240. Never got bigger than 245. I have a meeting with them later on tonight. No, sir. No, sir. Definitely. You know, I knew coming in that was going to be a big concern about my weight and, you know, where I would come in at. So, you know, I definitely focused on eating better and making sure that my weight was down. So, and I feel good right now. So, I definitely feel like this is good for me. I don't think so. I mean, I played at 230, and I still, you know, was considered a big back then when I played at that. I just got a little bigger, so I was even bigger back, you know. But, I mean, I don't think so. I think running hard and, you know, being a, you know, powerful back is all a mentality. So, and that's the mentality I play with. So, I definitely, I don't feel like I'll ever lose that. It means a lot. You know, I've been blessed to be able to talk to both of those guys and have a really great relationship with both of them. I talked to Ricky last night. I texted him last night. And, you know, and Earl Campbell, I'm waiting to make it back to Austin so me and him can, you know, I can go over there and talk to him a little bit more. He's been wanting to talk to me. I've just been busy. So, you know, wonderful people, wonderful guys. I learned a lot from Ricky this past season. I used to text him after every game pretty much and just talk to him and, you know, see what he saw and stuff like that. And he always gave me feedback and great responses, so you know, that was really big for me. I don't really feel like we talked about the NFL much. The most we talked about that was, you know, should I leave, should I not leave, and, you know, what would be the best decision. I kind of asked him about that. He just pretty much told me, like, whatever you feel best, he feel like I'll be, you know, good whether I stayed or if I didn't. So, you know, it was just like, you know, do what's best for you. I would say I'm a big back, but I definitely got some wiggle to me. I can definitely make people miss. You know, and I can definitely outrun people when I get past them. So, I mean, I just really feel like I got a lot in me, you know, and I'm ready to show that at a high level now. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to be at a good weight where I knew I was comfortable at, knew I'd be comfortable. And, you know, I was comfortable at 240, 245. I mean, I wrestled 2,000 with that weight. But I just felt like, you know, if I was smaller, what could I be if I was smaller than that, you know? So that was my biggest thing, is just coming to the combine, making sure I ran fast, making sure, you know, my body looked, you know, pretty nice, you know, just so everything could go well for me. So that was a big concern for me. It wasn't really that big of an adjustment. I just had to learn how to eat. You know, I when I was at EXO, they just pretty much told me, like, you can still eat what you want to eat, just not as much of it, and just try to eat some of the stuff that you never ate before. So, I found a way to start eating stuff I never ate. Some of the stuff I didn't like, some of it, you know, was, you know, pleasantly good, I guess. But, you know, it wasn't that big of a deal for me. I can't think of what it's called. It's like a rice grain type thing. It's like a real small, it's terrible, but I never ate it. But it was, you know, I started eating that, like Brussels sprouts, stuff like that. I never ate that stuff before, but it was good. Yeah, that. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It's terrible, but I mean, I ate it, so. All right,
thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.